podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
All right, let's start the show.
Certainly.
No.
Because you weren't even recording, were you? Too busy watching stupid fucking videos.
No, I'm recording right now, actually.
Oh! Then why'd you say no?
Because I just want to be contradictory.
You're a dick.
Yeah, I know.
You put the dick in contradictory.
Boosh! I'm ready.
Okay.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, we disrespect mothers by recording on Mother's Day. We talk about 24, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Family Feud, and Unhung Hero, and it's another Worst Movie Ever tournament round as House of the Dead takes on Disaster Movie. And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
You're back. I don't know why, but you keep coming back. So do we.
That's awfully presumptuous. We don't know that anybody's back.
Someone's back.
Back again.
Tag team is back again. Check it direct. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, exactly. Get the lyrics right, buddy.
Yeah. Come on, Dan.
I'm Tim, the blah, blah, blah in Cancast.
I'm Wolford Brimley. My mother loved a walrus.
Wow.
You never die, and you'll never get old.
But you will get diabetes.
Strike that. Reverse it.
Whatever.
You get the lyrics right, pal.
I'm Noah the Antancast. I'm in the Noah Antancast. All right. I'm,
you're one of those.
You're C, the confusing Tancast.
Yeah.
That's funny, because that's the next letter after N.
It is. Then there's another A. For me! Double
the asshole.
Billing.
Oh, you're not an asshole.
I am.
And there's an N. For Noah again. The nigger and Tancast.
Oh, come on.
And then another T for Tim, the tumor of Cancast.
Don't be racist.
Also, Tim.
That it's not a tumor.
That'd be Tancant.
Yep, Tancant.
All right.
But Tancan.
Oh, yeah. Why did I put an extra N in there?
I have no idea, because you wanted to talk about Noah being a nigger.
Ah.
Fucking racist.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
You okay?
So, I'm sorry. There'd be another S, which would stand for Noah for shithead.
All right.
There we go.
You didn't,
all is right with the world.
You didn't say it correctly, but I appreciate the reference. With an S for shithead!
Ah. Yep. We'll pretend that's what I was referencing.
All right. I remember I finally saw that movie. I was just waiting. Where's Tim's favorite part? Warren's coming.
It's coming. Oh, he's mad. Oh, he didn't do it. Wait, he's spelling something.
For those of you who don't know, we're talking about the Harrison Ford classic Frantic.
That is one of the best Harrison
Ford movies. Gets naked. You're welcome, ladies.
Oh. Hello there. Then he gets shunned.
Sometimes I look at, like, you know, apartment therapy. It's like a website where you can view people's homes. And then I see stuff like this. Wait for it.
Oh, I'm waiting. No, I'm about to peek. And I'm spent.
It's not that amazing, but, you know, it's like, oh, look at that. That woman has some big breasticles.
Goodness.
Oh, I was like, what are we looking at? The fucking sofa? Who gives a shit?
Well, they've got two Buddha heads behind them? Okay, well, I'm assuming this is in California, so they can be as white as the hell they want and have Buddhas.
Like I said, it's not that amazing, but it's just like, oh, look at that.
The fact that the bearded guy doesn't seem to know where the camera is? Staring off into space? Hey, are we taking pictures or what, man? I got my boot heads.
Do you take the pictures with your eyes? Because that's how I'm looking. Deep into the dark brown pools of your eyes.
She's also trying to bring back toe rings.
I see that.
Are those gone?
I don't know. I don't know if they ever left, really.
You can't get rid of toe rings.
They never left. They just went into socks for the winter.
They're like the herpes of fashion accessories.
Aww.
You have sex with one person.
You may think they're gone, but eventually there's an outbreak. When you least expect it.
Dude, I didn't even check her feet. I didn't know she had toe rings.
And somehow the toe ring got on my toe. I don't know how it happened.
But the worst part is I didn't even notice until I'd had sex with like 8 other women. I gotta call them and tell them to check their feet.
Check your feet before you wreck your feet with toe rings. Listeners, how many of you wear toe rings? Write in.
And it needs
listeners,
to rhyme,
how many of you
Tim.
Have herpes? Don't write in. Keep that shit to yourself.
So speaking of ladies with bodacious knockers and have squirted kids out of their vaginas, happy Mother's Day.
Happy
Are
Mother's
you saying
Day.
Your mother has bodacious knockers?
No, but my wife is a mother.
And she has bodacious knockers?
I do enjoy them.
But are they bodacious?
I would say they're pretty bodacious.
I'm not clear on what the definition of bodacious is.
Well, let's look it up.
The more that I think about it. So I'm not going to challenge your assertion there. Not that I was going to challenge any assertion about your wife's breasts.
You were.
The three of us, you
According
probably
Google,
know them the best.
They
Excellent,
are
admirable or attractive.
There you go.
Audacious away, considerable. Well, what's audacious? Definition cast.
Look at you up, cast.
I like the definition of audacious. Showing a willingness to take surprisingly bold risks. Your breasts are taking some bold risks there.
In a way that I consider admirable.
But showing, that's audacious, not bodacious.
Yes, but part of the bodacious definition used audacious.
Oh, I see.
It said yes. Audacious in a way considered admirable. Showing an impudent lack of respect. Your breasts are not respecting things.
Uh-uh.
The way your breasts are not respecting things, it's admirable.
Man, them breasts are showing some disrespect.
Mm-hmm. Those breasts just walk around the place like they own the joint. Spoiler alert, they do.
Someone posted something about, like, you know, why are men so attracted to breasts? You know, they're just, you know, bags of fat. I was like, I don't know, but I don't really care.
It's because, like, we can put things between them, or we can put our face on them, or...
Here, honey, hold this cupcake between your breasts.
Oh, I wore pants without pockets.
Hold this slice of bacon, and then I will eat it.
I was going to go for car keys, but I like bacon better.
Here, hold my meat between your breasts. Here's my sausage.
That's kind of what I was saying.
My chicken apple sausage.
All right, I'm going to close this picture of this random big-breasted mom staring at me.
Is it getting worked
up? This is distracting, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
You want your wife to walk in?
Oh, I don't care.
Oh.
Who's that?
It's not like it's a porn site. It's a family sitting on the couch. You're like, who are they? I'm like, I don't know. Noah likes the mom's tits. Happy Mother's Day.
Way to cover there, Tim.
You should be like, Noah likes the blue couch.
Yes.
Don't rob a bank with Tim. Noah did it. Money's in his couch.
I think just right in the branch would be like, the notes are fake. He's got nothing.
He's got a big gun, but it only shoots baby bullets. Oh, I took a particularly funny note to me. In this week's worst movie ever contest, or whatever, tournament for my movie, when I was taking notes, one of them was pretty funny.
All right.
That's
a little preview of things to come, kids.
There's going to be some humor later. Just hang on. Just bear with us.
Yeah. Slog through this bullshit, and we'll get to some humor at the end. First, eat your vegetables of shit. Then you get a humor cupcake at the end.
Can't they just be vegetables? Why do they have to be shit vegetables?
Because vegetables are shitty. That's the only kind of vegetables there are.
I like me some vegetables, some peas, some corn.
Well, we can tell that by the
corn
fact that
corn is not
only...
a vegetable, sir.
This is true.
What, corn's a fruit?
No.
Nope, it's a starch.
Yeah, it's a seed.
I consider vegetable. There you go.
Oh, okay. I consider chocolate a vegetable then.
All right.
All right.
If we're not playing by rules. You
I
know what?
Candy a vegetable.
I consider soda a vegetable. I get to go back to drinking soda. Hooray!
Hey.
What are you
corn,
doing? I'm getting my vegetables. Get off my back!
Corn, according to the College of Agricultural Sciences in Penn State University, is a vegetable. And the research, corn is a vegetable when harvested early to be eaten freshly in the nutshell. Corn can be said to be a fruit, grain, and vegetable. Boom!
All right.
It could be said to be everything we just said.
I was going
to
say, my balls could be said to be elephants, but that doesn't make them bigger.
But you were correcting me, saying it's not a vegetable.
It's not a vegetable.
It isn't. A vegetable, by its very nature, is the leafy parts of the plant.
You can argue
unless
with
that's the part of the corn you're eating.
You can argue with Penn State?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to argue with Penn State. Didn't they hire a kid rapist?
Yeah.
But they know what the vegetables are.
Yeah,
the kid rapist.
They're not good at interviewing people, but they know vegetables.
Who knows? They're using that corn to literally cornhole kids. I'm not trusting Penn State's research.
Uh-uh. Highly suspect.
All right.
You know what I test? The University of Tim.
What degree can you get from that?
A master's in baiting.
All right.
Thank you.
No.
It's a little on the nose,
no.
But we'll go with that.
Come
I don't
on.
Have another joke.
Come on.
If you can't top it, you got to accept it.
That's.
Which is how I talked my wife into marrying me.
If you can't find better, you have to accept me.
I told my wife once, because she was talking about like this bad date she went on before she went to me, and I was like, see, in the world of assholes, the mediocre man is king.
It was interesting, like, I was out, and some random guy started talking. He's like, oh, you look like a guy I can talk to about this. And he's like, man, why when women walk by, do guys gotta give them a hard time? I was like, I don't know. Like, this is a really random conversation to be having with you. I'm like, well, you know, men are taught to be aggressive and, you know, to make the first move. I'm like, I don't know, you know, why they do that, you know. But I'm like, it makes it nice. It makes it easier for me, because if I'm nice to them, they're like, oh, at least you're not an asshole.
Did he like that answer?
He seemed very serious.
I hate serious people.
Yeah.
I mean, not like super, but just like, you know, he wanted to have a deep conversation. Was not ready for some jokes.
Well, motherfucker, I'm just standing here. I'm not here for serious. Do I have a sign around my neck that says, let's talk about some deep shit? No. You know what I had around my neck? My huge Noah size Johnson. That's what I did. I had it wrapped around like Mr. Cheese gold chains.
You say Mr. Cheese?
Yep. Mr. Cheese.
Mr. Cheese.
Good. I heard that too.
I pity the Gouda.
I got gold chains and Mr. T all mixed up into one word. Mr. Cheese.
Mr. Cheese, gold chains.
Mr. Cheese.
I love Cheese Mr. Baracus. Cheese. That is some good Chinese.
What was his name in Rocky?
Clubber Lang.
Cheddar Lang.
Cheese puns on Tencast.
Good times.
So wait, how was everyone's week?
Would that make him Brie A. Baracus?
Oh, good one.
Thank you. It's hard to say, though. God damn.
Brie,
okay, we got
Brie
that
A.
one
Baracus.
Last Mr. T cheese pun in, and now I can ask, how the fuck was everyone's week? How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Well, I enjoyed the part of the week where I was trying to come up with Mr. T cheese puns.
Until Tim had to ruin it all.
The rest of the week was okay.
Fuck. Pretty good.
There was one day where, without warning, like, I'm driving along, and right after I passed the last exit I could possibly take, before a bunch of road work,
yeah,
a sign comes on to announce that they'd closed two lanes up ahead. So it's like, there was no warning, like, where I could actually take it. It's like, hey, just so you know, you're fucked. And then
I hate that.
I stopped, and I sat for an hour. I realized the next day when I was leaving, and I was driving back through kind of the same area. Well, it wasn't exactly the same area, but, like, you could tell a whole shitload of extra traffic was on the road that I was on because this other road was closed again.
Mm-hmm.
I sent a text to my wife that I'd figured out if I worked in Chattanooga, Tennessee, I would have been home sooner the previous night.
Wow.
Yeah. That kind of pissed me off a bit. I was like, I don't think I want to drive all the way to work again. This is going to happen again. Fuck this.
Yeah, I hate when they're like, I expect delays. I hate that sign. That sign is useless.
Yes.
Hey, there's construction. Expect delays. What?
Okay.
How much extra planning are you giving me two blocks ahead of where I'm going? Expect delays. It's about to be slow. Great. Yep. Thanks. Shut up.
Expect delays. Well, we just cordoned off the entire street, but there's nowhere for anybody to do U-turns, so you're all just going to stack up here forever, then die.
Like, my son went to the doctor's office, and there's construction going on by that hospital, and so the doctor picked him up so he could look at the excavator and the backhoe digger or whatever, and he was super excited. I'm like, that's funny, Michael. I hate those every day, because those things are the reason that street is mostly closed off. And people cannot deal with a left-hand turn. When they're like, oh, wait, the lane is turned. Oh, what do I do? What do I do? You know what? I'll slam on the brakes in the middle of the intersection. Solved it. I solved it, everybody. I solved it. Here's my plan. I stop. I win. I'm the best.
Did you tell Michael all that?
Yeah, pretty much. I said, you know what, Michael? People are fucks. People are fucking fucks. These are fucking fuckheaded people who can go fuck their fucking mothers.
He's like, uncle.
He says, I fuck mommy?
Dad is on his period again.
And then daddy, take the tampon out of your ass.
And then he and mommy high five.
Good one, son. Give it to old pops.
Give it to old pops.
Because we're old.
We are old. Oof. I've had a knee problem for a couple days, so I had to like stop running. I'm just like, I'm getting old. Ooh,
it was windy the other day. This might have been before we recorded last one, but I didn't tell it, so I'm adding it to this week. It was windy, so my mom got either my mom or Danelle's mom got Michael a little kite. So I was trying to run up and down the street. Like, it wasn't windy enough for the kite to take on its own, so I was trying to run up and down the street and get it going. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, Danelle, turns out I'm horribly out of shape. We're going to need to stop this now.
Were you getting winded?
Although, Danelle, to her credit, said I was hauling ass back and forth, like, over and over again. But I was like, I'm tired. This is done.
I'm tired and I want to die.
Kinda.
Just dig a shallow hole. I'll fall into it.
Oh, that... Here's something freaky.
Okay.
Oh, Noah's back off the delay, so he's back to surfing the dick.
All right.
It's very short.
Yeah, that is freaky. Put your fucking phone down.
What was that?
Oh. I said that is freaky. Put your fucking phone down and dance, or don't dance. Don't act like you're too fucking... Even contortionist guy has to be a hipster douche. Like, yeah, man, I'm contorting whatever. Busy checking my emails.
It's very interesting how you will go out and see just people sitting together and just not interacting. Like, we're all just going to look at our phone. It's like, all right. I mean, now granted, you know, I'm guilty of looking at my phone. But I generally, like, when I'm in company, I try to keep the phone away.
I'll pull it out when I need it. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you people.
Yeah, I was hanging out with some guys.
I'll put my phone down. Stop talking about bullshit.
All right.
I don't care what happened on Dancing with the Stars last night. Now I'm going to read what Patton Oswalt had to say about Dancing with the Stars last night.
What's Andy trying to say?
Just completely... Fuck it.
What's Andy trying to say?
What?
Nothing important.
Andy, come on. Tell us. What you got going on, buddy?
I was just going to say I was hanging out with some guys, and there was like live music at the place that we were at, and guys singing that song Fly Like an Eagle. One guy's like, this is a Seal cover, right? It's like, well, it's a cover of a Seal cover. Then I couldn't remember who the fuck did it. I busted out my phone. 5 seconds later, had the answer. It's like, God, remember when we used to have to, like, call your friend who was, like, way into 70s music, and their friend would be like, oh, yeah, it's Steve Miller Band. Now I got Google in my pocket everywhere.
See, that was worth it.
What do you... Well, I don't know if we're going to get this yet, because we're still talking about how everyone's week. 24 is back, and I'm going to watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
I'm going to continue to not give a shit about it. Boom!
Tim, what about you? Didn't we used to watch it together? Or did we?
We did. I fell off on the last season, and I don't think I'm going to pick it back up unless people are like, oh my god, have you seen the new 24? It's awesome.
Okay. I fell off when
Sorry, Andy, I got to finish this off.
Yes, do it.
Mostly because Noah wants to watch it, so fuck him.
All right.
I hope it gets canceled.
Okay.
There you go. Back to you, Andy.
I fell off when Jack's daughter escaped from a crazy kidnapper guy right into the arms of a crazy kidnapper guy, right into the arms of a crazy kidnapper guy, right into a fucking puma.
Like, that was pretty early on, wasn't it?
And, yeah, it was like second or third season. I was like,
Puma's
and
dangerous.
I'm done.
So I will say it did have downsides, but when it was good, it was really good. Like,
yeah, but when it was filler, it was so fucking shitty.
Yeah.
And so much of it was filler. Like, they could call this show 12 and it'd be a nice tight show.
Well, that's good news. It's only 12 episodes this season.
I know.
Is it?
Still don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Because I thought it said it was still going to take an hour. Maybe I misread it.
Yeah, they're going to cut all the parts where Jack is driving from place to place or taking dumps or whatever. You know what? I don't think I ever realized. I mean, everybody talks about, he doesn't sleep for like those 24 hours. Yeah, you know, I've stayed up for 24 hours before. It's rough on you, but you can fucking do it.
Yeah, but
he didn't dump out in those 24 hours.
Yeah, but the most exciting things that happened to me weren't at the last couple hours of that 24 hours. Like, the most dragging ass and not doing a hell of a lot was at the end of that 24 hours.
Yeah.
And it's not like he ever pops out of bed at hour one. It's not like, I'm so refreshed. Let's do this. He's already been up.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been up more than 24 hours. And he's old. He's not college age. He's not fucking pounding a Red Bull and studying for midterms. He's old. He's older than us.
So
Lost Boys was a long ass time ago.
I don't. So it's
true. And Kiefer Sutherland has he's lived his life a little more recklessly than any of us.
Wikipedia could be wrong, but it's covering a 24-hour period still, or it's just covering a 12-hour period.
I think it covers a 24-hour period.
So now 1 hour equals 2 hours.
Yeah.
I think they'll just make some cuts, or either that, or like, you know, they'll cover a 24-hour period, but like episode one will be from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Episode two will be from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Like, they'll skip the 2 o'clock hour. I have no idea. That is all yanked out of my ass.
Okay. They start the episode. Man, some crazy shit went down for the last hour.
Oh, that makes sense now. Okay, I missed. Like, it says the events of a 24-hour period with the episodes corresponding to an hour. There are jumps for in time between certain episodes, though. Got it.
All right, that was my theory.
All right. For some reason, I thought they were saying within the episode they're going to jump back and forth in time. I don't know why I read it that way.
Oh, because 24 is crossing over with Doctor Who.
So 12 episodes, that's even a lower commitment. I'm in. Well,
hope
for now.
I hope it gets canceled. I hope everything you love dies on the vine.
I could not get back into Mentalist, though. I watched 2 episodes, and I was like, nah, don't care.
Oh, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got renewed.
Yay! No, still not watching
it. And they picked up another Marvel series called Agent Carter, based on the Peggy Carter? The gal who trained Captain America in the first movie.
Hmm.
They had a one shot of her on Iron Man 3, and I guess that was sort of like a
She was trying to, like, everyone left the office and she, like, went on her own to do the mission.
Yep. Now she's gonna do more missions every week on ABC.
And no one else that you care about from the movies is gonna show up.
They probably will. I'm sure they'll get Tommy Lee Jones to come in for a cameo every so often.
Tommy Lee Jones?
Did you not see the first Captain America dick bag?
Why's it got to be a dick bag?
That's right. He was in that one. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he was in that goddamn movie.
I own that goddamn movie.
You piece of filth.
Who's Agent Smith? Is it Agent Smith? Who's the main agent guy in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Coulson?
Coulson. Yes. Did they ever reveal, like, that whole mystery thing that they keep hinting at?
Don't tell me. I'm way behind.
Yes or no. That's all I want. Tim, if you know.
What mystery are you talking about?
Like, kind of like something obviously happened to him when he died, or, you know, supposedly died.
That's kind of the whole point of the show, and it's not like one of those, like, you're never going to find out. Like, you find out, and then there's it has repercussions.
So you do find out what happened to him?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do some research now.
Okie dokie. You do that.
It does suck, though, because a good portion of the season was just treading water until they could say, never mind. Fucking Andy. Watch things!
Well, so the good news this week is that a couple of shows that we had stacking up on the DVR got canceled, so those have been deleted.
That doesn't matter! You need to watch Captain America the Winter Soldier!
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, they're waiting for that movie?
Yes, because Noah saw it. There's something major that happens in that movie that completely affects the plot of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
Interesting.
Really, Noah? You got nothing?
I think I do.
I think it's about how there was that guy and then that other guy, and like they went far away, and then there was other people because there was a thing.
Oh, we sorted it out.
I was gonna say apparently Noah's just digging for his thoughts.
No, we're sorting
no,
out.
We were private messaging each other, so we didn't spoil it for Mr. Fucking Not Gonna See Shit.
Douchebag.
Just because I haven't seen shit yet doesn't mean I'm not gonna see shit.
Well, you're taking too long. It's relevant right now. The season finale is Tuesday.
Okay. It'll still be there for me when I get to it.
Yes, but we can't talk about it. And now people are like, oh, I want to know what Tancast's thoughts on this are. We'll never know, because Andy doesn't see things.
Okay. Well, try to get off my loser ass and see more things. Wait, I mean, sit further on my ass and watch more things. There.
You can stand up in the theater if you really want to.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great for all the people behind me.
Yeah. Get a look at that Andy booty.
Yeah.
Pinch it. Squeeze it.
Twerk it, honky. All right, babe. I'm sorry. I got to drop this low.
Tim liked that.
I did. I'm sorry, baby. I got to drop this low.
It's always such a joy to me when I make Tim laugh. Like a little ray of sunshine just right on my balls.
All right. Well, now I feel uncomfortable about it.
It warms my sack, Tim. That's all.
Yep. Not getting any more comfortable.
You don't got to be weird about it.
I'm worried about it.
Just one bro warming another bro's sack.
Oh, I have a bit of steaming pile of streaming.
Oh.
Stream, 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 stream. Do I have more than one? Well, I watched Men in Black 2, and I have to say, one of the side effects of the Worst Movie Ever tournament, movies I used to think were pretty bad seem okay now. Look, this fucking has a plot and coherent, and you know, it's coherent, goes from A to B, there's good acting, there's some jokes, I'll take it.
Which movie?
Men in Black 2.
Oh, is that the Fleshby one?
Yep.
Oh, I love that, that was funny.
I know you love, I didn't care for it, but now I'm rewatching it, I'm like, you know what, this is good. Got a little Michael Jackson in there, what more do you need?
You're
like,
you know what?
Hey,
I think
Fleshby.
Men in Black 3 makes Men in Black 2 look a lot better.
I didn't even mind Men in Black 3, actually.
And that was the one with the little weird guys, right? Little weird alien guys hanging around in the apartment. It had, what's her name? Rosario Dawson, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that was part 2. Yes.
Yeah, and those wormy guys have like, way bigger part than they deserved.
This is Noah talking about a film involving aliens. That's the one with the weird alien guys hanging around, right? Yeah, I think that was that one. Yeah, or maybe that was Star Wars.
I don't know what he was talking about.
That Star Trek? Maybe it was Firefly. It could be fucking anything.
There are no aliens in Firefly, sir.
It's nothing but aliens in Firefly.
Put my brown coat on. What are you talking about? There's nothing but humans.
Are they all from Earth?
Yes.
All of them?
All of them.
What are Reavers then?
Humans.
What?
Watch Serenity, the movie. It explains what Reavers are.
I did watch it, and I've forgotten about it promptly.
Okay. Well, then insert the spoiler alert noise.
No.
All right. Well, then don't do it. And I'll just say, no! God! No!
Please,
okay.
No!
There was a an alliance science
Christ.
Attempt to like make people passive, and it made some people so passive they died and drove the rest of them like crazy bloodthirsty. And the ones who drove crazy bloodthirsty became the Reavers. Hello?
Sorry, I was just getting comfortable so I could get some sleep while you're telling me that.
It was 15 seconds of your life, you son of a bitch. Now my balls are cold. Someone just dropped ice in there.
I have a chilling effect on your balls.
I watched two shows.
Yeah?
I watched Defiance, which is a sci-fi show that may have been canceled by now, but had a video game tie-in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched, it was okay, but I watched Orphan Black. I don't know if either of you have heard of that.
I've stacked up on my TiVo, but I have not started watching it yet.
I only watched the first episode, but the first episode was engaging enough that I would continue to watch this.
Andy doesn't so much have a TiVo as he is a hoarder of shit he doesn't watch. He's just an entertainment hoarder. Yeah, man, I got all these shows. I got shows stacked up. I got to get all these shows stacked up on my DVR. I got to stack them. Stack them over there. Oh, those shows go over there. Those shows go over there. I got them all stacked. You going to watch them? No! No! Not going to watch them, Matt. Stack them! I got to collect all my shows!
That's just odd voice.
Don't delete it. Don't touch it. I got to have them all.
It sounds like a crazy like version of Mike Tyson. I mean, I know Mike Tyson is crazy, but like...
It was too guttural. For like, Mike Tyson, it would have been up way high.
Tim doing like some hand movements, like I got my throws. Like Brad Pitt in like 12 Monkeys, like crazy like a loon.
yes. Shows on DVR so you can watch them later. So watch things when they tell you to. Commercials. That's all the commercials trying to get into your brain. But if you watch them later, then I'm getting your brain because those deals are gone. They're gone, man. Gone.
I imagine if like. Someone just dropped into like the middle of that, like, what the fuck's going on? Like, I don't even know anymore. Or they just tuned out for a second, like they weren't paying attention. Like,
yeah, like they're at work and someone's, oh, what? And they're talking, and the show's just playing, they tune back in, like, what the hell are they doing?
This is the weirdest Andy rant they've ever done.
I think the guys have finally gone off the deep end.
That's one reason I love Brad Pitt, is because, like, he's such, you know, an attractive man, obviously, but he picks such weird roles. Maybe not lately, but he used to.
No, he's still. You've seen Burn After Reading, right?
Yeah. I mean, that was a while ago, though.
It was weird.
All right.
Oh, other thing I haven't actually finished watching yet, but I'm midway through. I heard him talking about it on Doug Loves Movies. I can't remember the guy's name, but it's a documentary called Unhung Hero. It's about that guy who proposed to the girl at the UCLA basketball game. And then she said no, and, like, it went viral on YouTube. Like, it was on the Kiss Cam, and, like, people filmed it, and it went viral, and then it was on the news. Like, people, it was on the news, people talked about it. So apparently, he did this documentary because one of the reasons she said no is because he has a small penis. So it's him all dealing with his small penis.
Oh.
I have to say, it's not super engaging other than the premise, because he's just trying to try, he's trying all these, you know, like, make your penis bigger things to see if he can get any of them to work. And, spoiler alert, halfway through, none of them have worked. In fact, one of them, he tries them, and then after, like, I want to say 30 days, maybe 60 days, talks to a urologist type expert person, mm-hmm. and she's like, oh, this one could actually make your penis smaller.
Oh.
I was like, I would have talked to her first.
Mm-hmm.
I would have like, hey, man, I'm going to lay out all this stuff. You tell me which one actually works. And when she says nothing, you just go about your sad little small dick life.
How small is – I mean, do they show it?
No, they don't actually – well, not so far. They haven't actually shown it. But
okay.
He went to get it measured by another urologist, and she said he's on the low end of normal.
The okay, low so, end of normal?
So that's probably like 4.5 inches.
Okay.
I think she's – yeah, somewhere in there. So, she gave a range of normal, and I was like, oh, well, that doesn't apply to me. And I high-fived Michael. Bap!
He's like, whip it out, Michael. Show me what you got. Show me what you're working with.
I was like, I may not have much of a will, but I bequeath you that.
Wait. to my only son, Michael, or no, not my own son, to my son, Michael, I leave my penis.
No. I'm talking about the DNA I passed down. He's got it.
Do you know? I wonder, can you tell at that age?
Like, I don't know, and I am not trying to find out.
No, I have not gone around checking a whole bunch of baby dicks to see which ones are hung.
Like, you know how they can measure, like, your bones or something? And Doc, see how tall you're going to be? I wonder how they can measure your bone and see how big it's going to be.
Next time we take him to the pediatrician. Hey, can you measure Schwanz? Tell me how he's stacking up. Yes, his head is in this percentile, his weight is in this percentile. What percentile is the cock? That's what we need to find out.
Is it in the oh my god percentile?
Yeah, we need to start making, he needs to start making bragging t-shirts and business cards now.
Oh, total change of topic. Tim.
Noah.
Is your teacher the lady who totally struck out on Family Feud, or she was someone else?
Oh, no, the teacher was the guy who got the 182 points.
Before her?
Right. The okay. one you don't really see, you just see him there.
Got it. I mean,
you don't really see him doing it. You just see him standing there after having done it.
Got it. Okay.
That was painful. Andy, do you know what I'm talking about? No, because nope. You don't have Facebook.
Nope.
Hang on, and I'll get you the link.
I do have Facebook. I just don't access it. It sits in a box.
It's the same fucking thing.
He puts his face in a box, and he's like, it's Facebook like dead or alive?
I have an exercise bike. I don't use it. Same thing.
Yeah, basically, this woman gets every answer wrong in Family Food. Like, no points. Like, what's something people in marriage do, or who are married do? Or what was it, like...
What name something a married couple would be deeply in.
Yes.
And, of course, the obvious answer is love. And so she says that, gets the... like, everything, like, every single one of these has an obvious answer. And so she is completely thrown off. Because the guy who got all the number one answers, except for one, got all the number one answers. The only thing I think screwed her up was the very first question was, and I can't remember how it's phrased, but something like, out of 10 men, how many think they can score with a perfect 10? I was like, if she had just realized that men have a higher ego, because she said 4. I'm like, there's no way only 4 out of 10 men said that. You need to go 7 or higher. Oh, speaking of which, guys, oh, here's a tip, because I was saying this to my wife, and she's like, yeah, all guys do. I'm like, yeah, I think I could score the perfect 10. And then I pointed to my wife. Points!
Excellent.
My wife just burst in the door and gave me a dirty look.
It's like she's outside the door, listening, waiting for you to say something about her. Like.
I know, she must be. Oh, hang on. my bullshit sense is tingling.
She's going to fly in like Carl Pilkington. Bullshit.
Yeah, see, Eddie, that's what you say instead of which one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You gotta admit, one of them's better. I still got a dirty look, but it was, yeah, but you know what happened.
He got that kind of dirty look.
Do you think
look.
She's gonna go talk to any of her lady friends about it later? Like, hey, this isn't just me, right?
Your wife or my wife?
My wife. Do you think your wife is? Because I know my
tell
wife
all
did.
All her friends about how awesome her husband is? I think every day.
Right. Good on you. Out of 10, how many men think that their wife tell their friends how awesome they are?
10.
Oh, man. I'll see if I can find it to drop the link in here. If not, fucking go Google it yourself, you lazy bitches. Quumps. Fuck.
Come on, man.
There's a video going around of Family Feud where one person, like, they maxed it out. Like, they got the 200 points, like, on their own. So when the second person came out, the host decided to fuck with them and asked them, like, a bunch of made-up questions that, like, nobody would be able to guess the answers to.
Oh, yeah, that was Ray Combs, right? It was a while ago?
Yeah.
And, like, one of them was, like, a math question.
Yes.
Is Ray Combs the guy that tried to kill himself?
He succeeded.
Oh.
He did it. He's the best.
He's the best.
But did
I
he
kill
try,
himself?
Did he make
He's
some attempts before that
anymore.
And fail?
I should hope not. Fucking, if no one noticed those warning signs, like, he's cool on his own, though, right? Yeah, he's fine.
The warning signs?
Once you fail at something, you never ever do it again.
Yeah. Well, you know, he seemed pretty depressed, but I think it's just because he failed at suicide. I'm sure next time he'll be much happier about his outcome.
Sorry, I'm just reading, like, his failed life.
Okay.
You just reading his failed life? Is that what you said?
Yes. No, just what? Decline.
What a sad statement. Just reading about his failed life. That's going to be my obituary. So there's the entire thing, including the woman getting all 200 points on her own.
Nice. Thank you, Tim.
No problem.
Your Google flow is stronger than mine.
So it says, shortly after police arrive, Combs, estranged wife, blah, 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 that Combs was suicidal and had spent the previous week in the hospital for a suicide attempt.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so.
But if you think about it, it means he achieved his goals at the end.
That's harsh.
So he has that going for him.
Too soon.
He died doing what he loved. Committing suicide.
Wow,
that is dark. That is some dark shit I just said. Unbeknownst- some shame in my own soul.
Unbeknownst to Combs' widow, he was deeply in debt at the time of his death. At the height of his career, Combs was earning close to $1 million, but reportedly had difficulty managing his money. He owed $100,000 in back taxes, $150,000 loan, and had a $400,000 mortgage. Oh, man, it's rough. Rough.
Anyways. That's super rough.
That's the crime dog rough. Speaking of which, time for the worst movie ever tournament.
Worst movie ever tournament.
Indeed. Heck of a segue, Tim.
Yep. That was like, enough suicide, let's get on to... let's get on to career suicide.
Let's get on to how we're killing ourselves slowly.
Alright, Andy, you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I can go first.
Alrighty.
Killing me softly with his movie. Killing me softly.
Right?
Thanks, Noah.
No problem.
So I kind of felt like I went back to the well, but I found a whole new level of scum in the bottom of this particular well. I watched another Uwe Boll movie, this time House of the Dead.
Where do you hide? When they're everywhere.
Everywhere.
What do you do? When there's no way out.
Out.
How do you kill?
Kill.
What's already dead.
Dead.
Any way you can.
Doesn't this bother any of you? We're on the island where the party of the year is supposed to be happening, but it's completely deserted.
Well, they sure as hell did not go to 7-Eleven to get more booze.
Can't hear anything.
Neither do I.
Run! Run! There must be some kind of scientific explanation for this.
It's not human. It's like it's been mutated.
So, what now?
We send them back to hell.
Now, the only way to make it back alive is to send them all back to the House of the Dead.
I've been waiting for you for a long time.
Oh, where'd you find it?
Oh, fuck, I can't remember. It may have been on demand on Comcast.
I thought about watching that one.
It was... I'd seen parts of it before.
Does it have the black guy? What black guy? Anyways, I'll look it up.
No, don't slow this down. No, I
don't,
go. I
don't
go
think there
too.
Was a single black guy in this whole movie. I think it was all whitey white people. Now, thankfully in this movie, I actually made a note for myself that thank God they had, like, every girl was a different ethnicity, so I could actually tell the women apart. The men were all, except for Jürgen Prochnow, or Prochnow, however the fuck you pronounce his name, the guy from Das Boot, who I guess does a bunch of other shitty movies besides, like, great classic movies. All of the dudes were, like, the same fucking white meathead idiot fucktard.
All right.
So, like a dude would die, because this is, you know, one of those kinds of movies where people just die a lot. A dude would die, and, like, I would not be able to tell who he fucking was. I'm like, okay, so was this that other girl's boyfriend, or was he the guy who used to date this other girl, or fuck it. Ah, fuck. I don't care. I don't give a shit. So, the movie's called House of the Dead. It's based off of, spoilers, a video game. That's not a spoiler. What the fuck am I talking about? Uwe Boll, like, apparently that's all he can do, is shittily adapt video games into movies. And apparently this thing had about as much in common with the House of the Dead video game as, like, the Mario Brothers movie did. Except for the fact that this movie fucking loved just intercutting random chunks of the House of the Dead video game, like, in scene transitions.
Interesting.
So it's like you're watching the movie, and all of a sudden it's like, video game zombie from, like, the 90s, head explodes. And then, like, right back into the movie. Like, there was nothing going on in the action that was all, like, nobody was shooting a zombie at the time. Except for later, when they are shooting a bunch of zombies, and they still continue to intercut, like, a whole bunch of more. I was like he was contractually obligated to Sega to show a certain amount of the actual game inside his movie or some shit like that. The other thing this movie fucking loved was having a helicopter fly over a boat. Because there's like 20 of those shots.
Probably just did it once and like, let's keep using that footage.
Nope. Different boats, different times. Like, the boat's in different places. It's like, hey, remember this boat's going towards the island? Well, this helicopter's going away. Like, the helicopter's the smart one because it's the one leaving the whole area. So the general plot of the movie is fucking bullshit. So it's just an excuse to put a bunch of teens onto an island and then have zombies attack them. At one point, I did take the note that Uwe Boll wished he had made the fucking Matrix movies because he is doing, like, the world's shittiest version of bullet time flying around people while they're shooting things. And the point in the movie where he gets into these bullet time camera whipping around things, the people are dressed differently than they were immediately before and immediately after that shot. They are holding different weapons than they were immediately before and immediately after that shot. And I'm not sure, because again, I lost track of all of the meathead bullshit honkies. But I think one of them came back from the dead to participate in a bullet time and then was dead again immediately after.
Seems legit.
Yeah. So they...
Too legit to quit.
They do actually find a house on this island that I guess was put there by the Spanish conquistador, who apparently has been living in, I don't know, Puget Sound? And it seems like this is off the coast of Seattle, so like the placement of this didn't seem like you would have an ancient Spanish zombie-making guy living there. But more of them die, and they find, like, his secret lab, and they discover that he's been wearing the face of one of their friends, and has decided he's going to harvest them for parts. And then the world's shittiest sword fight takes place between this immortal Spaniard, who's apparently been practicing swords forever, and a girl who, shock of shocks, they already told you at the beginning of the movie, she's big into fencing. I got no idea why. I was like, oh, I got an idea. Maybe it's because this comes back fucking later. There's going to be a sword fight, and she's going to be in it.
Nah. Probably something else.
So satisfyingly, she gets stabbed right through the chest. She's got some nice tits, and they kind of focus on the tits while the sword's going in. So if you can ignore the sword, tits. Oh yeah, and there's other, like, random points where, like, there's one girl who's topless. Okay, so this movie said it's a titty quota, I guess. And then the big twist spoiler at the ending is that, the one remaining guy who survives and the girl who got stabbed through the fucking heart are going through towards a helicopter, so you figure out that this guy's used the Spaniard's, miracle science to bring this girl back from the dead. And then he name drops. Like, he finally tells, like, what his actual name is. And I realized I was going to have to Google it, but that he was he must have been the bad guy from the movie, and this whole thing must have been a prequel to House of the Dead, the video game. So there was, except for the guy who was in Das Boot, there was like nobody famous in this movie. So unlike a lot of other movies that we've seen that were like classically bad, this one didn't destroy any careers, I don't think. I mean, you know, maybe a bunch of up-and-comers all got their careers destroyed, but we got no idea whether they did or not. But there was one other famous, well, sort of pseudo-famous person in this, and it was Clint Howard. And the note I put for myself is that Clint Howard was playing a combination of the Gordon's Fisherman and every Clint Howard character.
That's a heady mix.
It was a very weird mix. Like, at some points, he was supposed to be, I don't know, like kind of a helpful Igor. And at other points, he was just like a crazy guy who was, I guess, supposed to be a little threatening, like as he was carrying around a hook. And then he was dead, and I didn't give a shit about him anymore. But I did feel a little sad that Clint Howard's life turned out so different from Ron Howard's.
He's doing fine.
Yeah. Yeah, so no careers were really endangered by this movie. But when I realized that the shitty wannabe Matrix fly around the character scenes was actually done by taking a physical camera and flinging it around them like it was on a fucking helicopter, that I realized actual lives were endangered by an insane German helicoptering around them at like 100 RPM.
Well, at least he didn't John Landis them and actually kill them.
This
so
is true.
That.
This is true. Nobody's head came off. Nobody wound up on House of the Actually Dead.
Who did John Landis kill?
Two people when he was filming the Twilight Zone movie. One of them a kid who shouldn't have even been working at that hour.
Yep.
Terrible.
Yep. Helicopter tipped toward them. Rotors, people, not good combination.
That sounds terrible.
And now it's time for my movie. Because we need to wrap this shit up.
All right.
I picked Disaster Movie.
When our world is threatened, when our lives are at risk, who can save us?
I am Iron Man.
From the guys who've seen way too many movies.
Hannah Montana's dead!
Goodbye, my fans! Keep rocking! And don't forget to buy my two new CDs in stores now!
Comes the most incredible, most enchanting.
Where am I? What is this enchanting place?
Most disastrous.
Hell no. I'm out of here.
Comedy of the summer.
Hello, lover. And so I thought, could a simple New York City gal like me really beat up on a pregnant teenager?
I never back down.
Is that your feet?
And this is my baby's foot.
Disaster Movie.
Taste it.
I actually tried to watch this once before for our contest. It was on Comcast On Demand, and I watched the beginning of it, and then I set it aside, and when I came back, it had been pulled. I was like, son of a bitch! I don't even get to see the end of this! And then I was like, I wonder if, now that I have this Comcast Xfinity app on my iPad, I'm like, let's see if there's any free movies I can watch on my iPad, and it was back. I'm like, I'm watching it now! I'm not going to bother with the plot. It's a disaster movie that has a bunch of shitty movie parodies all stuffed into it. All
right.
I'm just going to read my notes. Less than 2 minutes in, and someone just got a face full of poop. With no explanation, there's an American Gladiator parody in the middle of a scene taking place in 10,000 BC. And then, quote, Amy Winehouse shows up. And Amy Winehouse upending a bottle of booze seems a little, sorry, she's been burping the entire time I tried to type this.
Mm.
I was going to say it was distasteful, but, like, literally the entire time I was typing that sentence, she's like, I was like, this is the humor? This is what we signed up for? Flava Flav for no reason. By that, I don't mean the actual guy. I mean a guy pretending to be Flava Flav, but calling himself Flava Flav. My next note is, are all these movies like this? Fuck! When you have to introduce your Dr. Phil impressionist as Dr. Phil, you suck. Fuck, a Kardashian just showed up.
A real one?
Yeah, it was Kim Kardashian.
Ugh.
She's in the movie.
Ugh.
Carmel Electra is wrestling Kim Kardashian. If she snaps her neck, I will give this movie 5 stars. Nope. No Country for Old Men, Juno, Superbad. Maybe you shouldn't try and make fun of movies that are way better than your movie. Yeah, Juno's writing was shitty. Kill yourself. They have a character that's based on Juno, and she, like, all her dialogue is in, like, their version of witty, like, hipster quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, saying that that's how she talked in the movie. I'm like, this movie cannot make fun of any other movie's writing, period. You can't. Stop it. And you certainly can't do it as a running joke, which is what they tried to do. Now a choreographed musical number? It looks like so much time and effort went into this movie, and it's spectacularly shitty. And now a scene from the writer's room. Can we just jam all these shitty jokes on here, or is it too stupid? Other guy. It is literally impossible to be too stupid for this movie. Cool! Once again, commercials are a welcome oasis from this shit movie. Here it is. Hannah Montana death scene is longer than Noah's cock, but far less meaty.
Nice.
Ha! Sex and the City parody cast a dude as Sarah Jessica Parker. That is kind of funny.
All right, got me there.
Paris Hilton from The Hottie and the Naughty is a better actress than Kim Kardashian. And then I interrupted my own sentence to go, hooray, they killed her! The other only bright spot in this movie is they dropped an asteroid on Kim Kardashian. Hey, Amy Adams is way hotter than this enchanted chick. There's an enchanted parody.
Wait, so they parodied Juno and Enchanted and called it Disaster Movie?
It's just a mess. This doesn't even make sense. Such an easy premise, and they fucked it up spectacularly. Holy shit, did they spend a whole $5 on that Iron Man costume? It looks like something that you would see at the discount bin at a costume store, like the Iron Man. Granted, it's not in the movie for very long, but man. I was like, that's it? You're putting this out in a major motion picture, and you're like, done. We did it. We nailed it. You're proud of yourself. You're
that's
like,
it.
Good? Everybody's getting high fives?
I want a high five.
In order to distract myself from this shittiness, I have started washing the dishes. That may not sound like much, but I fucking hate washing dishes. What? They put the stupid skull back? How is there 10 minutes left of the shit? Oh, the crystal skull is supposed to stop the disaster. And they put it back, and I look down, I'm like, why is there still so much more movie? They just put it back. Ah, fuck. A Love Guru parody. Oh, and I have to, because I'm dating Matt Damon. I'm, quote, dating Matt Damon parody as a closing number / curtain call. Not only is it shitty, but why would I want to see these fucks again? But it turns out the edited for TBS version is I'm dating for Matt Damon, but the actual version of the movie was I'm fucking Matt Damon. And they just, like, everybody in the cast was fucking each other. That was the joke. Like, the person was like, I'm fucking this person, and then you cut to that person, like, I'm fucking this person, and that person would put chat to another person you've already seen, I'm fucking this person! It's so funny!
I don't think you think it's funny, Tim.
I don't think it's funny! And my last note when I gave up was, outtakes? Like, who cares? And they're not even funny outtake. Granted, I watched the edited for TV version, so maybe the more raunchy version is fun. No, it's not. There's no way it's good. This movie sucks. Kill it. Kill it with fire. There's a reason it's like number 3 or 4 on the worst IMDb movies. I can't believe they still make more of these blank movies.
Well, I believe it, right? It's probably low money to make, and it makes a profit, right?
I guess, but I mean, besides the Iron Man costume, it looks like they put some money in this thing. There was some actual good CGI effects, and that, like, just casts of thousands. Like, they did a High School Musical parody. Like, there's so many just things that are parodied in there that, like, they just jumbled. Like, should we make a parody of this? How does that fit with our theme? Fuck your face! All right, throw it in there. Ah, just made no sense. It's just a horrible mishmash of, like, there's a disaster, but we got to try and stop it. But in the meantime, we keep running across random people. It's like Wizard of Oz meets Last Action Hero meets a diarrhea dump.
Oh.
0 stars. Except for the Sarah Jessica Parker thing. That made me laugh.
Diarrhea dumps are not fun. And they're not funny.
Like Man of Steel.
So now I want to see what disaster movie's budget was.
What do you think Superman's toilet's like?
It's strong.
Do you think, like...
No, you know what? I think he's like a bird. I think he just flies over and takes a shit wherever he wants.
Oh, that would be terrible. Do you think it's super dense, or you just think it's normal? Like, if you got hit by it, would it hurt?
I don't know.
More than average.
Yeah, man. Like, I was just thinking, if he had diarrhea, just shot out of his ass, would it just blow through the toilet?
Probably.
This stuff does leave you with quite a velocity when you got diarrhea.
That's what actual space debris is. It's just Superman shitting in space.
That's what caused all the problems in gravity.
That's what killed the dinosaurs.
All right, Noah, vote. We got to wrap this up.
Fuck, both of these movies made a profit.
I'm going to go with House of the Dead, because it's fucking shitty. Like, Uwe Boll makes shitty movies.
House of the Dead wins. Fatality.
Dude, like, you can see the little cannon things that are launching the extras up in the air.
What movie? Oh, Goonies. No, was it Goonies? There's a scene in Goonies where at the very end he's ripping up a contract and he throws it in the air. Mm-hmm. You can see his hand throw up some pieces of paper, and then two hands from off screen, you like see them pop up and throw extra pieces of paper so that there's more paper flying in the air. Like, you see it.
I still love that scene in Back to the Future 3 where the little kid's pointing at his penis.
He's like, hey, cameraman, right here. Especially because the look on his face, like, yeah, you know it.
I've got to see that now.
You've never seen it?
You want to know how many fucks I give? Zero fucks. That's how many I give.
Now, Back to the Future boy penis is in my Google search history.
Well, enjoy your visit from the FBI. I don't know who comes and investigates these things. From Patricia Arquette from that CSI episode.
All right.
And before we go... Oh, well, sorry. House of the Dead wins. And a little piece of comedy for Andy. And this is Tam. This is Tam. I don't know my name. Guys, I don't know what my name is. I don't know how to pronounce it.
This is Mr. Cheese signing off.
Remember.
I looked at the image.
It's a picture of Crocs and says, see those holes? That's where your dignity leaks out. Remember, you're doing it like Kim Kardashian getting crushed by a boulder.
Alright. And this week, I hate that Jamie Heineman won't acknowledge me as his father.
Remember, never trust Annie to watch anything on his TiVo.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@Tancast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast.
Or in the theaters.
I watch your mom in the theater.
Whoa! Inappropriate on Mother's Day, sir.
Shots fired.
That's a shot across your bow.
Well, that's okay. I did a shot across his mom's face with my penis.
All right. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
I was all up in his mom's guts.
I straight disrespected that uterus.
Joke's on you. My mom doesn't have a uterus.
I found it.
Oh.
Oh! I put it in a jar with some snow and I shook it all around and then I came on it.
Oh!
Noah's cock is so big it'll rebuild your uterus.
All right, let's end it there. What more can we add to that?
Nothing. There's nowhere higher or lower we can go.
All right.